We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Today we're going to talk about God's will, God's plan for each of His children. And when we say the Lord's Prayer, we start the prayer with, Our Father who art in heaven, and we say later on in the prayer, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What does that mean to say, Thy will be done? Emily?
It means that if you ask for something, you want it for yourself, but you also want it because God wants you to have it. And you
okay.
say, I want this if it's your will.
That's right. That's good. Now, do you all pray each day for the Lord to guide you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's not always easy.
Some days are great, and it's easy to trust the Lord then.
But then there are the bad days, when nothing seems to go right.
That's the hardest time to trust God.
Well, we can learn how to trust God, to accept His will for us, even in bad times. And we can learn more by studying people in the Bible who trusted God. Let's start with Moses.
Moses ran away from Egypt, and he became a shepherd. And God told Moses to lead the people out of Egypt.
Okay, so Alexa, you want to pick up the story from there?
Moses wasn't a very good speaker because he had a problem with talking and everything, so he had to trust God in going to talk to the Pharaoh who could have easily killed him, and he had to try and lead God's people out of Egypt.
Okay, so he got God's people and he took them right over to the Promised Land? Is that what happened? Maggie, what happened?
He had to wait a really long time.
How many years was it?
40 years.
And
it wasn't just any place. It was in the desert.
Oh, that would be even harder, wouldn't it? And did he have people who cooperated with him?
No.
They were very uncooperative, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then what happened at the very end of his life?
He didn't get to see the Promised Land.
Yeah. Does that sound like that would be hard for Moses to do that job?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, what did Moses do?
He trusted and obeyed God.
He lived his life in service to the Lord.
Even at the end of his life, Moses was living and following God's plan for him. Moses wanted to teach Joshua, his successor, a most important lesson about trust. He had learned the lesson well, don't you think?
Yeah. Moses told Joshua, Be strong and courageous.
The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you.
He will never leave you. He will never forsake you.
Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged.
Standing on His promises, live His love. Anything is possible with blessings from above. Work for the people and live by His power. God can make you strong.
When David was a little boy, he joined the army of the Lord. He faced a giant. With a sling and a stone, he faced his foe and he fired off a deadly blow.
God can make you strong. Standing on His promises and living His love. Anything is possible with blessings from above. Work for His people.
From him in a test. His health, his home, his wealth, his family. The devil tried to win his soul, but mighty God was in control.
God can make you strong. Stand on His promises and live in His love. Anything is possible with blessings from above. Work for His people.
Simple man, His people followed him faithfully, and they watched him part the mighty sea.
God can make you strong, standing on his promises, living his love. Anything is possible with blessings from above. Work for his people and live by his power. God can make you strong. God can make you strong. God can make you strong.
How about the story of Ruth? Ruth was someone who really had to trust God, wasn't she?
Yeah.
She didn't have an easy life, did she?
No.
So let's talk about Ruth's life.
Her husband had died, so she went to live with her mother-in-law, Naomi.
That was really hard for two widows to live by themselves, because back in those days, only the men made the money, and so two widows had, like, no income.
That's right.
So they had to try and live off the scraps and stuff in the fields.
That's exactly right. But the Lord took care of her, didn't he? How did he take care of her, Emily?
Because when Ruth was going to get stuff off the fields, she met Boaz, and they ended up getting married because he was the next in line from her husband.
Okay, that's right. And he was called her kinsman redeemer, so he paid her debt and married her and gave her a son. Who was her son?
The grandfather of King David.
Yeah. So God really protected her and really blessed her, didn't he?
Yeah.
Well, now let's think about Job.
Job was very deep in a relationship with God. And the devil came to God and said, you know, I bet that this guy Job would not be so deep with you if he didn't have all the things that you gave him. So God let the devil take some things away from Job.
And what kind of things were they? All
just
of his,
everything
all
he
owned and all, even his health too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the devil left his bad friends that said, curse God, but Job never did.
His faith was strong. But after all of this, what happened to Job?
God blessed Job with more than he had even had before.
That's right.
And he also gave him the strength to get through the trials.
And God took care of Ruth.
And God gave Moses everything he needed to lead God's people out of slavery.
And you know, there are many more people in the Bible who trusted God. Daniel and Joseph, Paul. Can you think of some others?
Peter.
Noah. John.
Yeah, how do you think these people were able to trust God?
They talked to God a lot and read his words, so they knew him and they knew that he would take care of them.
I think that's exactly right. And there's another thing besides talking to God and reading the scripture. What else do we need to do? Maggie.
Pray.
Obey his laws.
That's right.
Can you hear him calling you?
Can you hear him calling you?
Trust him and obey.
Trust him and obey.
Did you know that God has a plan for you?
Did you know that God has a plan for you?
Trust him and obey.
Trust him and obey.
And walk away. Did you know that God has a plan for you?
Trust him and obey.
Now, there was another person in the Bible who lived in God's will perfectly.
Jesus.
That's right.
Jesus had been tempted many times by the devil, and there were a lot of people around him just telling him to stop, and the Pharisees, people were always trying to attack him, trick him into saying something wrong, but he never did, and he never disobeyed God.
He didn't even do anything without his father telling him to. He just waited for him to tell him. He trusted his father all the way through his life, even to the cross.
That's right. Well, let's read from Scripture what Jesus had to say about his father's will in the book of John.
I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me.
And this is the will of him who sent me,
that I should lose none of these that he has given me, but raise them up at the last day.
For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son
and believes in him shall have eternal life.
That's a beautiful thought, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That Jesus was talking about you and me when he said that he didn't want to lose any of those given to him.
When Jesus comes again, he will take all of his children to heaven.
That's eternal life.
And that is the message we want to share with others.
God loves us so much that he sent us Jesus to save us. And we want to take this message of love and shout it out to the world.
That's not just what we want to do. That's what God wants us to do, too.
That's his will for us.
We may not know what tomorrow will bring. Only God the Father knows that.
But we do know that he's always there with us. He will never leave us.
Let's pray. Dear Father, you are in control of heaven and earth, and you have a plan for each one of your children. Teach us to trust you like Jesus trusted you, to not be afraid or angry when we face trials. Make us strong and courageous with confidence in you, Lord, for you go before us and you are always with us each and every day we live, now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. In the book of 1 John, John writes, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us.
And in the book of Matthew, we read,
ask and it will be given.
Seek and you will find.
Knock and the door will be opened.
And remember,
trust and obey God,
pray to do God's will, and
share his message with others. See you next time.